everybody. It's Leslie.
And Mike.
And we are here for the Friday Night Beer Blog.
The official.
The official.
Friday Night.
Oh, did I not
say? I don't know.
This is the official Friday Night Beer Blog.
What makes it official?
Because I said so.
That's right.
Anything's official if you say so, right?
It's official. That's official.
Yeah. And this is the reading of my weekly blog about, life, and that kind of stuff, and this week, Mike has returned. He was gone last week. You were AWOL.
I was vacationing.
You were.
I needed a break.
Well, so did I, but I didn't get to go.
Well, that's because it's Dad's weekend.
Oh,
You don't have Dad's weekend with moms there. It's a whole
kind
different.
And defeats the purpose.
Yeah, it's a whole different weekend.
But I guarantee you some of those dads needed moms.
No, well, no. We can go a few days without moms.
Couple.
But then
it's like, Mommy, I want to go home.
We were all tired.
Yeah.
We were ready to come home.
Yeah, yeah. You missed all the women that care of you, right?
I bet.
You bet?
I bet. I missed all the women. Oh, uh-huh. I thought you were saying.
Oh, anyway, so welcome to the Friday Night Beer Blog, and maybe we should just jump right in. But before that, this week's beer blog is brought to you by whom, Mike?
Mile Wide.
Really? No way.
Mm-hmm.
We are drinking a new beer tonight, though.
Oh, yes. We had, they just released Force Ghost.
Force Ghost.
One of my favorites.
Now, this is kind of a take on Star Wars, right?
I don't Force know if you can say Ghost. That without them getting in trouble for the trademark or something, but yes, maybe.
Registered trademark.
Yes.
I wonder if they were trying to coincide with the release of
Obi-Wan
coming out.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or if this is just the usual time of year that they come out with this.
I can't remember.
With this beer.
They've had this beer before, but they don't bring it out enough for me because it's one of my favorites.
It is?
Did I happen to mention that?
It is very good. When we went to buy this beer today, we actually sat and had one.
And then we bought a case.
Yes. I have a picture of that I may share
okay.
on my social media.
Oh, because with my stupid face?
I have to share it because of the stupid face. I love that little stupid face. So we do this reading of the blog every week. And why would we record?
Did you ask Kathy this?
I didn't. I meant to.
Because she wouldn't know the answer, would she?
Well, she may have, but I just skipped over
so.
It. So last week when Mike wasn't here, my sister sat in for Mike, and I did not ask her the question. So we read the weekly blog on this podcast because why?
Mike doesn't like to read.
Would she know that?
Probably not.
No, I think she would. She would.
She's never paid that close attention.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. All right. We'll have to ask her.
Okay.
Maybe she's listening and she can let us know. All right. So are you ready for the reading of this week's blog, Mike?
I can't wait.
Oh, I know you're bated breath. So the title of this week's blog is, and now we're asking, but what can I do? And I'm going to preface this by it's been quite the week in the world, in the United States. So anyway, all right. So May 27th, it is the 27th, right? Yes. 2022, the 67th official Friday Night Beer Blog. So my friend Bob Brown and I were out delivering food on Wednesday, and I was talking to him about this week's blog and what I was planning to write about due to what had happened the day before. His response was, which thing? It took me aback. Of course, I was referring to the shooting rampage and murder of 21 people at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas. But he was right. There are so many bad things that happen on a daily basis across this country and around the world that unless you are specific, there really isn't a reference. So there are so many bad things happening daily that it can become overwhelming and leave us to wonder what we, little or less, can do to make a difference. Surely one person can't make a difference. You may feel that you have no power, but what you have to realize is that you have all the power and just give it up too easily. I say, what you do in days like this is to begin to work to take that power back. Subheading. Get fired up and use your platform. How many of you saw the statement made by Coach Steve Kerr of the NBA Warriors? After the shoot-around of his team in the NBA playoffs, he used his platform of the post-practice press conference, say that five times, to let everyone know exactly how he felt about what had happened in Texas, why he felt it had happened, and what he feels needs to happen to make it not happen again. It was an empowered speech about the atrocities of the killing of actual babies whose parents dropped them off at school that morning with the belief that they were safe, taken care of, and would be coming home that afternoon. In the moment, he knew that talking about basketball didn't matter, that it was more important to use that opportunity of that press conference to discuss the fact that over 85% of Americans believe there needs to be a universal background check for the purchase of arms, and that 50 members of Congress are holding that vote hostage in order to retain the power that they have. Subheading. Educate yourself. Does this type of statement leave you confused? Are you aware of what is happening in the larger world around you? You somehow feel that it doesn't affect you personally, so you are disinterested. Well, these things and issues and many, many others don't affect us until they do. And then we can become overwhelmed at how we've let certain people lead us, even though they may not be representing how we as a people feel and believe. I know there's enough to keep up to date on, but at some kind of minimum, we need to educate ourselves on issues of importance in our lives. Because when something does happen, and it more than likely will, we can help others understand what has happened and what they can do and how they can use their own voices to affect change. Subheading. Vote. Can I put that in any more caps than I have?
Bolder terms.
Vote. Vote. I'll say it a million times. Vote. I know you've heard this a million times, like I just said, and it seems so elementary. You may even feel that your one little vote doesn't matter, but you would be wrong. How do you think people in power got to that place? They had enough people vote for them and to put them there. How do they get voted out? You work to get yourself and other people to the polls to vote for another candidate. Simple. It's called Get Out the Vote. And it's why and how this country became the country that it is. Our foremothers and fathers fought the Revolutionary War for the right to not be told what to do or how to live. And we find ourselves in 2022 allowing a group of elected officials to go against what we want as a majority. We are allowing them to dictate to us, what they think is best for us as a people. So I ask you, how are they doing? Subheading, start where you stand. It's not up to everyone else. Yes, there are bad people in the world, and there are sick people in the world, and there are money and power hungry people in the world. But when you are overwhelmed by all of these, it's up to you to do something good. If there are lots of bad people, be one of the good people. It starts with you, right where you stand. What are you doing to ensure that there is good in the world? It doesn't take a lot, because the accumulation of good deeds are much more powerful than the accumulation of bad. Give money to charity, but more importantly, give time to charity. Be a mentor or role model to young kids to let them know how much they are cared for and loved. Listen to people with no judgment. Really listen to how an issue affects them. Get involved for good change. Ask questions. Be the voice for someone who doesn't have one. And don't just accept something as truth when someone in power tells you that it is so. Subheading: show compassion. I end each of my The New Old You episodes with the line, show as much compassion for others as you yourself need today. And if you do, you'll be making the world a better place right where you are. And I'm very proud of that sentiment. We are all fragile, but everyone around us is fragile as well. And they need us to recognize that. Life is hard. But when we try to make it easier by turning all of the decisions over to others to make, we end up making it more difficult on ourselves. Be present. Use your voice and platform like I'm doing here. Educate yourself and others. Vote. Find your place to show your good and be compassionate to yourself and to others all around you. If you do all of these things, you will have done your part to change this world for good. That's the end of the block, but I did put a little hashtag on here. And I'm going to say it out loud. Hashtag ditch Mitch. I live in Kentucky, so I can definitely say that. And I have a quote here from Mother Teresa. I alone cannot change the world, but I can cast a stone across the waters to create many ripples. All right. So it was a little bit of a different kind of beer block tonight. I did not want this week to pass without stating how I felt about what happened this week. And to let everybody know that regardless of the fact that they don't live in Uvalde, Texas, that this affects them. It could affect them more in the future. And not only that, it's not just the issue of gun control. It's the issue of a lot of different things that are going on in our country right now. That if an issue is important to you, you really need to use your voice. Let people know how you feel. I mean, today I'm wearing my pro-Roe shirt. I believe in Roe versus Wade, and I have a pro-Roe shirt, and I wear it. And you know what? It's one of those things you were like, really? Should you be wearing that? You were afraid that someone may call me out or say something to me, or that it might be dangerous to wear this freaking t-shirt.
Especially in this state.
And that blows me away. So, yeah, you know, this whole thing that happened in Texas, I mean, it's unfathomable.
Things like that should just not happen. But the problem is that we are a bipartisan, you know.
Us versus them.
Yeah, and the thing is no one's willing to draw a line. And so we don't ever draw the line. So the shit just keeps on happening. It's like somehow we got to start drawing lines and figuring out the right place to draw the line.
Well, I'm going to say this out loud, because I was going to write a paragraph in this blog with the subheading "Follow the Money." Because unfortunately that is the case. If you follow the money, You will find that certain people may feel a certain way, but they are willing to bend the way they feel because there is some sort of money or power attached to it. And that is most unfortunate. And this is why people give money a bad name. I mean, money is just a thing. It's just a force of energy. But when you weight it in a certain way, it becomes extremely powerful.
This is a touchy subject. I mean, this is a tough thing.
Well,
you know, and
this is a touchy subject, but it's not just about gun control. I think the bottom line is that we all have a stake in everything that is happening. I think that everyone has a voice. Even if they feel like they don't, they do. And they just need to learn how to use it for whatever they believe is their cause.
Well, so what can you do to change? I think that's the thing you're asking.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. I'm not...
Vote. I mean, that's...
educated. Vote. Be compassionate. Listen to other people. Use a platform if you have one, you know, and I'm not saying that everything that I believe is my way is the right way. You know, maybe that's not true. There are a lot of people that are impassioned about the way they feel about things, and they have every right to use their voice and their platform. And the thing is, I think that we all need to come to an agreement that in the end, we all want the same thing. We all want to love this country. We all enjoy our freedom. But we all love our children and want them to be safe. We don't want bad things to happen to other people, no matter what they believe in. And we want to love our families, and we want to be happy and healthy and leave this world a better place than we came into it. I think regardless of your views or what party you belong to or whatever, as long as we can agree on those basic things, we should be able to come to some sort of resolution on issues. I don't know. Am I crazy?
No, but we can't. We can't seem to get there. It should be fairly simple. And that's why I say you gotta start drawing lines somewhere, even if you erase them and redraw them somewhere else. But doing what we're doing now seems like nothing. We don't seem to be making it any better. It's gridlock.
Well, I think a lot of people need to wake up to what is happening and to realize that, you know, realize the importance of people that they put in power.
I think people are awake. I think the people who are in power and making these decisions just need to make some changes. And they're just not willing to do it because I feel like they are too aligned with a party and a position.
And the money.
Yes, it all goes because they're scared of losing something. Mm-hmm. And that's the bottom line.
Yeah. And when you operate out of fear.
Or, yes.
Nothing good's going to happen. Yeah. Wow, this was a big one, and I'm sorry to to do it.
Yeah,
I'm sorry to have to do it, but you know, this is what's going on, and I would be amiss if I hadn't said something this week.
Yeah,
because it's how I feel. I mean, you can't gloss over. I mean, I can't talk about life in our fifties without. Without a little controversy, because that's what life is about. I mean, life's not all about drinking beer and, you know, losing weight and saying the F word all the time. Wouldn't that be great?
Well,
But it's hefty. But I hope that someone listens to this today and they decide that they want to get educated, or they decide they're not going to be afraid to say something, to let people know how they feel. All right, everybody. We hope that you have enjoyed, this podcast and our debate of life tonight. Don't rate or review today because it's a charged one. Or do. I don't know.
Just think about it.
Yeah. Just think about how
you can make things better.
All right, everybody. Until next week. I'll make it light next week.
Yeah.
I promise you. Unless there is another big episode of something that happens this week. And then I just may implode. That could happen. All right. See you next week. Later.
See ya.